Yeah, very excited. It's obviously great to be back and looking forward to training with the lads. And for the club, it's obviously a huge game to get to finals day, which is one of, if not the biggest domestic day in the calendar. And where we just failed at the last hurdle last year is everyone's desperate to get back and put that right.
Yeah, does that still kind of linger in the memory a little bit within the dressing room, what happened 12 months ago at Edgbaston?
A little bit. You're obviously disappointed, and personally, my record at finals day is very poor. So I'd love to go back and have another crack. But you know, it's a great day out, and everyone knows that, and that's what makes the quarterfinals such a big game, because you're obviously desperate to get to that finals day and the razzmatazz and the fun of that.
You've obviously been in and around the group stages, playing a couple of times. But in terms of what you've seen from the players and how they've progressed through the group campaign, it seems to be they've kind of improved as the season has progressed. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. And I think obviously we lost some really close games. A couple off the last ball or penultimate ball, and have been just on the wrong end of some tough results like that. So, you know, I think the side's playing well. There's a lot of experience in it. Someone like Stephen Croft, who's played a lot of cricket, and Ashwell as well. And then some really exciting youngsters as well. So there's a good blend, and Lancashire's got a very good pedigree in 2020 cricket. So, we obviously go to Kent full of confidence.
Perhaps not really one of the fancied teams this year, for whatever reason. Certainly the way maybe the club progressed with the group stages. Can that work in your favour that perhaps not too many are talking about Lancashire this year?
It can do, yeah. But you know, I think from the inside within, this is a huge club and it should be expecting to win trophies, and that's the sort of expectation of a big club like Lancashire. So I think within, that's always going to be the ambitions, whether people on the outside fancy you as a side. But you know, there's a very strong pedigree in 2020 cricket in the side, so we expect to be in finals day and to be challenging for trophies.
You look at that Kent team, full of really good, young, English, exciting players, aren't they?
They are, yeah, and they obviously had a great group stages, so some guys in form, but you know, the way the competition obviously works, and now those group stages are a few weeks ago, so that can change, and it's the great thing about Saturday is if one or two guys turn up and perform, then we're going to go through to the final. That's the beauty of 2020 cricket.
And you come back into this dressing room on the back of just a magical summer. I mean, how's it all been for you?
Yeah, it's obviously been very surreal. It's you're pinching yourself to be part of an Ashes series, and then to win it is fantastic. It's obviously another game to go, but you know, the last few weeks have been an unbelievable roller coaster of emotions, and you know, some of the most fun I've ever had on a cricket pitch. So it's been brilliant.
Have you kind of surprised yourselves in some ways?
A little bit, but I think there's always that underlying belief, and especially at home, some guys who have obviously had a lot of success in England, Jimmy and Stuart Broad, you're not going to get two guys bowl as well as those two in English conditions very often. So there's always that confidence within the group, and I think almost just got on a bit of a roll and have really enjoyed that. You know, there's some tough times, I think, over the last 12 months and stuff, which makes the last few weeks even more sweeter, I guess, with that. But I think everyone knew there's a lot of change had happened in English cricket, which from the top right through to the team as well. So that's obviously something to factor into that. And I think it's just been the culmination of, you know, suddenly guys really wanting to go out and express themselves and having the confidence to do that in international cricket, along with some fantastic players who've been around for a very long time. So definitely feel that reconnection with the public, and you know, you've got people walking down the street or in the supermarket who have obviously taken note of cricket again, and that's absolutely fantastic to see what the crowd's reactions to winning games of cricket when you've been playing is, you know, really feel that sense of the country on your side.